In what could be the first of several states where the Democratic Party will suspend the presidential primary and award their delegate slate to President Biden, Florida took such action this week. This move is not uncommon for both political parties with an incumbent president seeking re-election. It is used mostly in states where the political party is responsible for financing the primary election. When the incumbent is a sure bet to win the state's primary, the party suspends the election in order to save the money to use in the general election. The New York Court of Appeals, the state's highest court, on a 4-3 vote, ordered that the congressional districts be redrawn for the 2024 election, a move the Democratic plaintiffs sought. The majority agreed with the argument that the 2022 court-drawn map should stand only for that one election period, since the voters changed the state constitution in order to empower the Independent Redistricting Commission. With the map being sent back to the commission members, the redistricting process begins again. The High Court established a February 28, 2024 deadline for map completion and legislative agreement. Under the constitutional amendment procedure, the legislature must approve the commission-prepared map. The New York State primary is scheduled for June 25th, and the candidate filing deadline will be set for a date in late March. As expected, Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala officially announced his Democratic primary challenge to freshman New Jersey U.S. Representative Rob Menendez. Since the indictment of the congressman's father, Senator Bob Menendez, Representative Menendez's approval numbers had precipitously dropped to where he could be endangered in a race against Mayor Bala. For his part, representatives for a super PAC associated with his fledgling candidacy say they have already raised $500,000 to support Mr. Bala's campaign. Conversely, Congressman Menendez reported over $433,000 cash on hand in his September 30th Federal Election Commission Campaign Committee report. Expect this to become a serious nomination challenge. The New Jersey primary is scheduled for June 4th. The Houston mayoral runoff was held during the week, and State Senator John Whitmire easily outpaced U.S. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee by a 64-36% margin. Senator Whitmire, the second longest serving state legislator in Texas history, will leave the legislature to serve the 4-year term as chief executive for America's fourth largest city. Because this was an odd numbered year race, Representative Jackson Lee did not have to risk her U.S. House seat. And just 2 days after her mayoral loss, the Congresswoman quickly turned around and filed for re-election to the House, where she will now face a primary challenge from former Houston City Councilwoman Amanda Edwards. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.